Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. Let me go ahead and come on in this building right quick. Every time I hear that music, man, I just get hyped. What up, fam? What's going on? Man, we got people outside. They trying to ball rush the building. I don't know what's happening. Wait a minute, man. Y'all calm down out there. Hey, man, we having a good time in here right now. Let the music go. Turn the beat up. Hey. All right. I'm in here, man. All right, cool. Let me get that together. All right. Hey, what's going on, family? What's up? What's popping and all that? You know, gotta give shouts out, man, to everybody. I don't know what's going on, man. People are like, they trying to get in the studio, man, and I don't understand what's going on, but, you know, I can't let nobody in right now, man. We got celebrities. And everybody, man, people trying to be a part of the show. I got rising stars on the show tonight and everything. So, you know, people trying to see what's happening, man. But we're going to go ahead and get this show started, man. Welcome to the Remnant Radio Show. Y'all know how we do, man. Just want to thank y'all for being here. But before I get off into that, you know, if this is your first time on the Remnant Radio Show, we got to hold true to what we hold true to. You know what I mean? So foremost and first, we got to give thanks to God, because without God, none of this would be possible. So take a few minutes. If you haven't had a moment to talk to God today, now's your opportunity, because I know, you know, some people, you know, we ain't going to get into that. But you know who you are, man, so we just want to take a moment, man, and thank God. The next thing that we do, man, here on the Remnant Radio Show, man, is we always start off with thanks, and then we start off with our scripture. So before we get off into the show, we're going to get there. I know they're excited. I know people are excited, but we're going to get there. But before we start off with the show, we got to read our scripture. And if you're new to the Remnant Radio Show, it always starts off with the scripture that comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 10, verses 20 and 21. And it reads, "And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God." So if you're part of the remnant, you already know, get ready, because it's coming, man. And when that day happens, I just want to be with him. You know what I mean? So, hey, before we, you know, introduce our guests and stuff tonight, man, and we got some guests, man, and I'm excited about them. I got to pay these bills right quick. So let me get to these church announcements real fast, man, and then we'll move on, all right? We'll move right on along, man. But the first announcement that's coming is straight from House of God Worship Center. So if you're in the Hampton Roads area, February the 28th at 5 p.m., House of God Worship Center, they're located at 2510 Build America Drive in Hampton, Virginia, is having a tour around the world international food festival. So come out, enjoy food, music, and fun from these exciting countries. It's from the USA, Africa, Mongolia, Costa Rica, Mexico, Germany, and England. Man, I don't know about y'all, man, but it's going to be fun, and I'm going to be there. The cost is only $7, and if you want tickets, you can hit me at theremnant1021@yahoo.com. Let me know that you want tickets to not the Festival of Praise, but it's going to be something like that, man, to the International Food Festival going down at House of God Worship Center. Or you can call 757-390-8291. That's 757-390-8201. Hey, and tell them Jay sent you from the Remnant Radio Show, all right? Man, that's a Fred Hammond on the Festival of Praise. Y'all got Fred to do that? Oh, man, that's all right. All right, cool. Hey, it's a festival, though. It's an international food festival, not to be confused with the Festival of Praise, because you're going to eat, drink, and experience all of these other countries. So, you know, if you're in the area, man, come on out, and we're going to have a good time while we're there. All right? Cool. So, listen, here we go. Who we got in the studio, family? Let me go ahead and do this the right way, the way that I do it, all right? Live from the ATL. Oh, She took a few minutes off, man, from her busy schedule to come and kick it with the fam on the Rent It Radio Show. Her single, Who You Are, is doing its thing, and it's available now on iTunes and whatever other platform you decide to buy your music from. She's a true worshiper at heart, and y'all show some love for my new sister in Christ and friend to the show, Miss Dani Vocals. Dani, what's going on, man?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm hanging tough, man. I you know what? Thank you for taking a few minutes, you know, off of worshiping and touring and all that, you know, just to be a part of the Remnant, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, it's cool. We're gonna have a good time, though. I promise we're going to have a good time. But she's not the only one. And that's right. I got two guests for all the haters out there that's like, you know, he don't never had no guests. I got two guests tonight. He's the pastor-elect of Impact Temple in Towns, Georgia, where the people down there in Towns are making an impact, right? He's a powerful, anointed man of God, and he holds no punches. That's right. I got him on the show tonight, man, because he's going to tell us like it T.I. is. That's what my grandmama used to say. He's a friend. And hold on. Let me speak deep for a second because I can speak the language too, all right? The esteemed prebendary of exactitude, standing in representation of God's grace extended unto us in the form of my friend, Bishop Michael Jordan. Bishop, what's going on, man?
Man, how you doing tonight? It is such an honor and a pleasure to be with you on tonight. And we look forward to God doing some great things. Amen.
Amen. Hey, that's why I wanted you on the show. Dani, you hear his voice. If you need somebody, you know, to talk over a track or something like that.
Okay.
Bishop Michael Jordan is the guy to do it. I felt the anointing while you was talking, sir. I felt like I was in the presence of God, man. So thank you for that. Man, how's it going down there?
Man, everything is going great. We making it do what it do till it can't be done no more. We are just excited about everything that God is doing in our lives.
Hey, that's good, man. And I know God is doing some great things in Towns and in Atlanta. Dani, I want to take a minute, man, and talk to you about this single that you just released, Who You Are. Like I said earlier, it is on iTunes. I got it. It is good, guys. It is a great, great song. So, Dani, tell me a little bit about it. What was some of your inspiration for this particular song?
Well, first of all, hello, Bishop. Blessings to you.
God bless you.
It's overwhelmed at everything that has taken place since I wrote the song. It actually is my first time writing a song. I sent it to my MD in the form of a voice note and just told him, hey, you go from here and make it do what it do. But it really came from a place of just gratitude to God. Oftentimes, you know, we all go through things, and especially us artists and minstrels. And it's like, you know, if I'm going to tell a story and tell what's going on in my life, you know, it's great to have other people write and, you know, different things like that. But no one can truly tell my story and my testimony except myself. So that
that's
was
right.
Really like
that's right.
My big push behind, you know, inspiration, I should say, behind the song is really just telling who God is to me. So that's kind
Amen.
Of what was my inspiration behind the song.
Hey, man, well, I appreciate that. You know, you said something that I think a lot of people should take hold to as artists or worship leaders or, you know, however we categorize ourselves in this day and age. God, she said she sent the voice note to her MD. That's how you know she's doing something, you know, she's doing big things because, you know, she not using Fruity Loops. And I'm not talking about nobody who's using Fruity Loops or nothing like that. You know, you got to start somewhere, and I bless God for you starting out. We don't despise small beginnings. But she said she sent it to her MD, let her MD listen to it, and then her MD did his thing. So you got to have a camp. You got to have some people around you that can make something happen, man. So that's what's up, man. Being able to explain to God's people who he is to you as a worshiper, I think it's important to reiterate the fact that, number one, you've got to know who God is for yourself before you can
Absolutely.
Either tell people about him or lead people to him. How can you lead people to Christ when you don't know who he is?
Exactly.
And so I think a lot of people sometimes, because, you know, the world of music, especially in church, is a fickle world. It's a crazy business. And so you gotta kind of be anointed in a sense of saying, okay, God, show me the real from the fake.
Mm-hmm.
Bishop, let me ask you this, and I know, you know, you guys are down there in Georgia. I know there's a lot of hand clapping and foot stomping and a lot of call and response,
yes,
and things of that nature. See, I felt it when you said something. But when it comes to worship, how vital is worship to the believer, and particularly to a service where all the believers are together? How vital is it? How important is it?
Well, worship is very important because if we go back to the beginning, before Adam ever needed a word, he was required to worship.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And this is why, you know, we go to John, and the Bible says that the Father is seeking such to worship him. And while we're trying to do the theatrics and while we're trying to do everything else, we are missing the vital part of what it means to be in relationship with God, and that's worship. Because worship
Come
is all
here,
about
Bishop.
Relationship. Because worship is all about relationship, and we have spent years teaching people how to get stuff from God, but we have yet to teach them how to worship. Because worship is so important that, watch this, after all the preliminaries, when Satan tempted Jesus, the main thing that he wanted was his worship. That's what was valuable, because
wow.
he knew that he can't do it anymore. And so
wow.
he tried to get him with the preliminary stuff, but really he said, okay, let's cut to the chase. I'll give you what you came for without having to work as hard for it if you would just bow down and worship me. And so now we have raised a generation of people who are trying to get stuff without having to work for it, and that work is only worship.
That's good, Bishop. Now, that's the word. Now, that'll preach now.
Yes, it will.
That'll preach. Well, I think it's important that you brought such wisdom to the conversation when it comes to worship, because, like you explained, worship is not the theatrics that you see in church on a Sunday morning. It is
right.
the relationship that you have throughout the week. And so Sunday morning should be an outward expression of what you've been experiencing the week prior. It is
come
work.
Through church.
It is. It,
yes.
it is. It is. Don't you push me now. It's important to understand, not only as praise and worship leaders, but as lay members as well, that it is not the praise and worship leader's job to push you to worship, because worship is your responsibility. Is that safe to say?
It's very safe to say it, because if we really get in a place of worship, watch this, because worship, the only reason why we have preaching is because we need to hear what God says. But if you ever get in a place of worship, God will speak to you right where you are. And if the preacher doesn't say anything, it will be confirmation of what God spoke
yes,
to you
sir.
In your worship experience.
Yes, sir. Danny, I hear you, and I know you have something that you want to add to this from a worship leader's perspective.
Ooh, goodness. That Bishop said a mouthful. We could really end the conversation right there. But for me, as far as me being from, I guess you could say from the parishioner's point of view as well as the leader's point of view, for me, worship is like almost like that time of intimacy with God. It's not, you know, it's not about the hoopla and the shouting and the praise, because all of that is great. But for me, worship, it just allows you that just one-on-one, let me just have a direct conversation, you know, with God. I feel like praise, you know, kind of, it heightens the atmosphere, but worship actually allows God to come and sit in and do exactly what he needs to do. You know, the praise
Absolutely.
Is trying to go to praising and thanking God for who he is, but I just feel like worship allows that true, and I don't want to sound too carnal or natural, but when you're having a private or a special moment with your spouse, you're not in a loud and rambunctious, you know, environment. You're in a very, you're at a very intimate point and a very quiet point where you can be all ears, all eyes, whatever it is that you need to be to have your full focus on that person. I feel like you can equate worship with God as this, you know, as the same thing.
Yes.
I need something from God, and I need him to hear me clearly. And I need to hear him clearly. So in order for me to do that, I need to get in a place of worship, in a place of blessed quietness, so that when God speaks, at a time of worship and meditation is one of those prime places for God to really be allowed, you know, the opportunity, as if we need to give him the opportunity, but to allow God the opportunity to do exactly what he needs to do.
Amen. That's, now that's powerful. You said blessed quietness. And I hope my wife is listening to the show tonight, because, baby, blessed quietness is a blessing. And I just want to say this to the worshipers, that you heard it from Danny Vocals, that you've got to get into some blessed quietness. You got to silence the noise, get away from everybody that's pushing you out of your quiet place, and find yourself. It's blessed quietness. Girl, I can preach that. Blessed quietness now is different than just regular quiet. See, y'all see how deep I got real deep just there.
I got on my scuba dip.
Yeah, I almost kicked this stool over up here. I sure did. But the conversation on The Remnant tonight, man, is getting real good and it's getting real intense. And you know how we do on The Remnant, man. I will stop the show just to talk to you. So if you got something that you want to ask or something that you want to say to Bishop or to Danny Vocals, you can call us now at 929-477-2992. Again, the number is 929-477-2992. And I just want to clarify for a minute, because I made mention of my wife and I with blessed quietness, and I just want to say for anybody who's listening, my wife is a worshiper, and I understand, Danny, what you mean when you say blessed quietness, because my wife tells me all the time, sometimes you just have to be still and know that he is God. Sometimes you just have to get away, and it's okay. And I think a lot of times, because of our status or our titles in church, we get so used to being surrounded by so many people. And
absolutely,
to the worshiper, that can be detrimental, because when you have so many voices surrounding you, it's tough for you to differentiate between who's the voice, what voice is the voice that you should be listening to. And so I applaud you all in bringing that conversation to light. So with that, I want to just talk for a second about a couple of things that's going on in the body of Christ, and kind of hear your perspective on what you guys think either the problem or the solution is. So I was watching Preachers of Atlanta, and there are some Bishop said, "Oh, that was real sanctified, sir, when you said that." But my very soul was vexed in watching some of this, some of the interactions, primarily because it appears that we as a body behave the same way. Talk to me a little bit, Bishop, talk to me a little bit from the perspective of leadership and clergy. Talk to me for a second about, how do you feel that this particular show, or franchise rather, because there's Preachers of LA and Preachers of Detroit, how does this paint the body of Christ to the non-believer?
Well, what it does is it paints the picture that it's okay for you to live any kind of way and to do anything, and it is because of, watch this, watered down gospel message that has been being preached lately, that everyone has changed what they was preaching before, and now you are apologizing for the message that you preached before. So now it would make me even question what you are saying now, because watch this, when we look at the state that our country is in now, if the word of God be true, and it is, the Bible says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord himself will raise up a standard against
us,
which means that there's got to be a certain way that we as the body of Christ must conduct ourselves. There is a standard. And we cannot just be inclusive with what the world is doing. And watch this right here, because a lot of them say, you know, Leandria, whoever, you know, say we are not in a place of we shouldn't condemn. But my thing is, I'm not going to condemn you, but understand I'm not going to condone it either.
Yes, sir.
Because whenever I realize that the Word of God laid things out, God was so specific in how he wanted us to do things that he even told the priests what kind of underwear they had to wear.
Mm.
So why is it now that God has changed his mind about how he wants us to conduct ourselves? And here we
That's
are,
good.
We are popular. We are popular, but we no longer have any power.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. Danny, tell me a little bit about from looking at it, because Pastor Canton Jones is also a recording artist in your area. What is the effect on other artists who claim to be gospel artists who are portraying themselves to, just like Bishop said, almost kind of live any particular kind of way?
See, here's my thing, and I have to be very honest with you. And I think I'm one of the only few people, but and I think the thing for me being an artist, and as far as like Canton Jones is concerned, I can't speak as far as the leadership perspective, because I know he did just start his church, but it's very difficult for me to watch things like that, especially, I can't say that I know a lot of them personally, but knowing personal things about people, and, you know, it's just some things, I understand that, you know, we all have our shortcomings and things that we deal with, but I feel like there's a lack of discretion. I'm not saying to lie about things that you go through, but I feel like when you're in a position of leadership, and there's things that, you know, that you're struggling with and that you're dealing with, I feel like sometimes being so open the way some of them are, I've seen clips and stuff like that, but being as open and transparent as they are, it's almost as if they're making it seem like it's okay to do what they do, and that it's okay, and they'll get away with it and do different things like that. But like I said, it's kind of difficult for me to answer that question, because like I said, it's hard for me to watch stuff like that, because
I
don't want their personal lives to affect the message that they're trying to portray. But then it's kind of a catch-22, because it's like, okay, well, you really see kind of the true side of the artist or the pastor and everything.
Yes.
And it really shows that you cannot put all your trust and hope in man, because they're human beings just like us, and that further should push you to be like, okay, I need to put all of my hope and all of my faith and trust in God, because man is going to let me down, and man is going to do the same exact thing that I'm doing. So if I'm trying to do better, you know, I can't follow after somebody who's doing the same exact thing, especially not having any remorse for it.
Absolutely. I got to go to the phone lines. I got a caller. Let me see if I can get him on the line. Caller, you're on the line with Jay. What's your question?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm good. How are you? This is Sonia Taylor. I'm calling in, listening to the show, and I just wanted to interject. Hey. How you doing, Bishop?
How you doing, Sister Sonia? Okay. How you doing?
And hello to the psalmist that's on the line as well.
Bless you, Lady Taylor. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, I just wanted to chime in on, I guess, tying into the topic, will the real worshipers please stand up, as well as the topic at hand with the Preachers of Atlanta, because Jason and I, as you know, we sat down and we watched it this week, and it was our first time actually watching it. And I would say my spirit was vexed as well, just because of the fact that we watched it based on some commentary that Donnie McClurkin came out with, and you know, he was, it was sort of a rebuke, which I don't have any issue with, but it just seems that the church is going into a direction to where there is no standard. If we speak up for what the Bible says, then we're judging and we're condemning. And it's becoming sort of a problem, because I just look at the way that other organizations are run, and not to say the church is an organization, but I'm just using that as an example to say that their standards can be upheld even by church people. You know, I was speaking with a friend of mine, and he used to wear his hair locked in dreadlocks, or however you want to call them, locks. And he joined the Masons, their organization, and the particular chapter that he joined, you know, I guess they frowned upon that, and he showed up with his hair cut. And I came and I asked him, I said, well, what made you cut your hair? And he was saying, well, you know, I joined the Masons, and that's frowned upon. You know, we have to come up to a higher level. And, you know, and it was not a problem. However, when we come to the church, it's almost like we're expected for it to be an anything goes type of party, anything goes type of community. If we call anybody up to a higher level, then we're judging, we're condemning, we're not showing love. However, there's a standard that we have to live by. And for us to go out and say we can be a pastor and say, well, I can still curse, I can still drink, I go out and I give people cigarettes, I go out and I pass out condoms and because I'm keeping it real. And my question is, just like Donna McClurkin, you're keeping it really what?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You're keeping it really what? What kind of standard, what kind of representation of Christ are we showing? And aside from that, then to say that we're gospel artists, that we're ushering in worship, if you do not have the Holy Spirit that's leading and guiding you to live right, how do you usher other people into worship?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Good word. That's a good question. And Bishop, I want to say that I am going to have this session, and I'm going to ask you to come back live on the air when we have this discussion about the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, because there's some conversation amongst theologians and non-believers, for that matter, on the importance of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. And so we are going to have that particular conversation as well. But I do appreciate everybody's input, everybody's comment. You guys have definitely shed some light on the views of the church. And I just want to say for a few moments, we got a few minutes left, Bishop, and I want to give you a quick few seconds to kind of just say something uplifting to those who are listening. But I just want to say that it is important that we as a body of Christ understand our role when it comes to, in terms of relationship to Christ and how we treat Christ, because we have to be careful not to portray ourselves in such a way that it makes people feel as though they can do or say anything and it'd be okay. Bishop, 1 second, I got another caller on the line, and I want to take them right quick. Caller, you on the line with Jay. What's going on?
What's up, Jason? This is Mario. Hey, Bishop Jordan and Thomas, how are y'all today?
Hello, Mario.
I was just calling because I actually talked to someone about the whole thing with the Leandra Johnson and stuff like that. They were saying that basically it made them feel okay to step out in ministry because they can identify with her because they have used that same tactic to get the folks to the church. And I have heard preachers say that it's not about getting the souls or whatever at the church or whatever and winning them in the church. We got to get them there first before we can actually win their souls over. And it was like, that's what they use. They use that same ploy to actually get people to the church, like bringing, giving them cigarettes once they get there. And
That
is not going to really help them, because you're not showing them that it's frowned upon. You're not supposed to be doing this. You need to get your passes. If I keep giving
you're
becoming an enabler.
You're absolutely right, Mario. And I'm not to cut you off, and I apologize, but we only got a few seconds left in the show. I just want to take a minute, man, and thank everybody for tuning in. I had a great time with Danny. I had a great time with Bishop. Thank you all so much for being a part of the Remnant Radio Show. Man, we love y'all. And until the next time we do this again, y'all stay blessed. God loves you, and so do I. Let's get out of here. Peace.
God bless you.